Declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what it brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on.
Yes, yes. Oh, Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp. Glory to God. You have tuned in to TKD Global Radio and broadcast. You know who it is. It's the Kingdom Mix, sis. Prophet Lasandra Coleman, TKD. Oh, my God. I'm so excited when we do broadcasts. But this one is a very serious broadcast on tonight. You know, back in the 80s, we had an epidemic when young people were having sex and disease and things were going forth, but it was more concerned about trying to get the people to, you know, kind of wait until they got married, at least in a serious relationship, the person that they thought they were going to spend the rest of their life with, whether they did or not. So over the years, sex have become so casual among so many people, but it's even become more casual and redefined in some places among young people between the ages of 13. And I think it's at 25. And so, you know, as the body of Christ, let's preach, pray, prophesy, all that. But there's certain subjects we do have to address. There are things we put under the blood. Glory to God. A lot of things we pray about, and we should, you know, corporately, individually, you know, but together. And so I've been looking over some things as I was discussing with some other leaders, some other pastors who have some concern about the youth in their ministry. And things of that nature, and we just had a couple of very long discussions, and I found a couple of documentaries that were just phenomenal. Really spoke to my heart. They are very good information and tools, and you're going to hear two of them tonight. The first one you're going to hear on tonight is when you take your teen to the doctor's parents, and when we step out the room, the doctors have a conversation with your teen. And in most cases, they won't tell you. But I want you to listen to, this is a real doctor. She's been a doctor for several years. A conversation that she's having with a teen that she's seeing for one thing. And, you know, once the teen come in the room, they get to ask them other questions. And sometimes as parents, we don't know about. And I can speak for myself. I'm glad doctors do that. Because it has been found out that a lot of, you know, teens are having sex and their parents may not know and things of that nature because they're too afraid to tell their parents or whatever the case is. And the doctors find out, you know, this is how a lot of hidden pregnancies come about, a lot of STDs. They're able to give them medication and things of that nature to get rid of. I mean, it's ideal that they do not have sex at all, but the reality is a lot of them are. And so if you're like me, I like to be on with information how I can help. First of all, you know, the ones in my own house, you know, my husband and I, we talk about it often in our house and things of that nature. So I'm first partaker of the information I'm giving you on tonight. And my husband and I, this is something we've been practicing for years with our children. And I'm praying that tonight you would take this information and some of you would, you know, just even start talking to teens and other people, teens, and, you know, start groups and, you know, maybe some private sessions, you know, with their parents knowing about it, that they'd be able to come to you and talk to you about these things so we can always know what's going on in their life. And then so they can feel comfortable coming to us even if it's not their parents, okay? So the first one I want you to listen to is only 5 minutes, and then the next one is about an hour. We may not finish the last one, but the first one is a doctor talking to a teen as she enters the hospital. So let's go right into it. Let's tune in. Here we go.
I'm 18. I don't have a boyfriend, but I do sometimes see someone I like. I'm 14 years old. I am not sexually active.
I'm 22 years old, and I am sexually active.
I think it's the physician's responsibility to make sure that we take a complete and comprehensive sexual history on all patients. But for teenagers, I do it with every visit. I say, is everything okay? Do we have any needs in regards to sexual health? Sexual health is about having a positive and respectful and responsible approach to sexuality and relationships. You can't tell if your partner has an STD just by looking at them. Most STDs don't have any symptoms, so a good way to have a safe and healthy sexual relationship is to go with your partner and get tested before you have sex.
I had had a sexual experience with my first partner, and I was like, I need to tell the doctor, and I know they're going to ask if it was with a female or male, and I need to be honest. It was scary. My doctor was very cool. She calmed me down to, like, it's all right. I see that kind of thing all the time.
So when was the last time you had sex?
It was about a month ago.
Okay. Did you have sex with males, females, or both?
Males.
Okay. And it's important at the onset of the relationship with the patient to tell them that I know that things may be embarrassing. I'm going to meet you where you are, as you are, and appreciate that.
When I went to a general checkup for my doctor, it was the first time I asked about sex. So I was nervous about asking, and the reason I asked was because I was very curious.
So, Madeline, today what we're going to do is do a sexual history on you, okay? And the purpose of me doing this.
She asked if I was sexually active, if I was dating a boy or a girl, and I said I am not currently sexually active. I like boys and girls, but I do not have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
I teach physicians all the time about being as non-judgmental as possible, especially when you're talking about sex.
When I spoke to my doctor, I had a negative experience. I had a new partner, and we used protection, but I developed, like, a rash, and I just felt like I should go get it checked out. And she looked at it, and she said, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then it's probably a duck. And I just felt like that was really inappropriate. Like, I left the appointment crying because I was so upset. And finally, they called me back to get my actual results, and they were negative.
If your doctor is judgmental when you bring it up, then you really need to think about if that is the provider for you. When I go into the room, I say everything that we're going to talk about in this room, once the parent or guardian steps out, is confidential, unless I think that you're going to harm yourself or others. I encourage all physicians to have policies that are posted in their office to talk about what are the confidentiality issues.
Confidentiality is really important because I know that if I were to be having sex and my mom was informed, I would be like, I'm never going to talk to you ever again. So there has to be trust.
Mm-hmm. I know sometimes people feel that oral sex is much safer, mm-hmm. but you still can contract STDs that way.
STDs? Yes. From oral sex?
Yes.
My doctor helped me understand that even if you're just having oral sex, you're still putting yourself at risk for HIV and for other STIs. And that was something that I didn't know before.
If anyone finds it hard to talk about sexual health with their parents, then they should definitely talk to a doctor.
Now when I talk to my doctor about sexual health, I really don't have a problem with it because I developed a good relationship with my doctor.
As a young person, you have the right to talk to your healthcare provider about your sexual health. You don't have to be embarrassed. Your provider can help you figure out for which STDs you need to be tested and also help you figure out how to protect yourself against getting STDs.
You need to talk to a person who is experienced in health. It's like, duh.
Do we have any needs in regard to sexual health?
Sexual health is about having a positive and respectful and responsible approach to sexuality and relationships. You can't tell if your partner has an STD just by looking at them. Most STDs don't have any symptoms, so a good way to have a safe and healthy sexual relationship is to go with your partner and get tested before you have sex.
I had had a sexual experience with my first partner, and I was like, I need to tell the doctor. And I know they're going to ask if it was with a female or male, and I need to be honest. It was scary. My doctor was very cool. She calmed me down to, like, it's all right. I see that kind of thing all the time.
So when was the last time you had sex?
It was about a month ago.
Okay. Did you have sex with males, females, or both?
Males.
Okay. It's important at the onset of the relationship with the patient to tell them that I know.
I just wanted to replay that part again. I know you guys just heard that because two of those children that you just heard comes from a Christian home. So just for the, we're not really trying to exploit anyone, but it just goes to show that sometimes when, you know, youth is not necessarily in our eye, we are hoping they are out there practicing, you know, what we've taught them at home. And so that was a conversation between a doctor and some very young students as they came into her office. And so I want you to hear that so that when you take your teen to the doctor, in most cases, that's the conversation that physicians are having with the youth. So let's go into the next one. This one, you know, there is no foul language in it, but it's very, you know, language, so just kind of prepare yourself. But the point is to take the information. These are real people. These are not made-up stories and things of that nature. But just taking it, and so we can see how widely spread this really is, and that, you know, it's time for us to do something about this now. All right, so let's go right into this, and I'll talk to you at the end.
Is a patient terrified they may have caught an STI? What is scabies? This series follows the staff as they treat patients at the Manchester Centre for Sexual Health.
Some of the things to do, especially when you see our herpes and warts, and come up with a nasty, and we're Salazar.
And we work with the clinic to invite Manchester's young people to get checked out.
That has actually come back positive for community.
Before learning how the fallout from unprotected sex,
it's going up in increments, mate. Next you're gonna have syphilis, we all didn't got,
affects them.
I feel like it's written my life.
Hey, I just need to get my results.
And their relationships.
I'm calling because I just got a message from the clinic.
Oh, don't do that!
This week, after a drunken one-night stand, Kirvin has some issues to address.
If I have, you know, years and years of me being, I'm sorry, I didn't know how anything.
17-year-old Courtney heads to the clinic for a comprehensive sexual health checkup.
Where's the most adventurous place you have sex? On the door.
On the door?
No, this is another doctor.
You've had sex on the door?
And we'll follow the clinic's outreach program as they head into Manchester's gay village to carry out HIV testing.
Obviously, HIV, that means that you've got that for life. And yeah, I am quite scared to see what the results can be.
Good half hour before the Manchester Centre for Sexual Health opens its doors, a queue has already formed outside.
Morning!
The staff face another hectic day, swabbing, probing and examining up to 15 patients each.
Is Kat Lewis today?
No, she's not today.
Right.
Oh, that's getting early, so I can have a brew and get me head straight.
Is Kat going?
This morning, senior specialist nurse Tanya allocates jobs to the 25-strong team.
We need someone to do the lab in the morning and the afternoon, someone to do HIV bloods, someone to work in the health society, the HIV team, and on the GU floor. We look at what staff we've got in and sort of balance it out as best we can.
Right, so I want Nikki and Karen to be doing the HIV bloods. Chris, I want you to be doing training with David. So Pam, you're going to do into the HAs, soon eggies, and everyone else knows where they're working and what they're doing, yeah?
Please, can I ask who's doing the lab tonight?
It is Lisa.
Thank you.
Does everyone want to get going then?
I suppose that's your health that you've got no current symptoms or concerns. Just take a seat, read the laminate forms and back, fill all the forms in. As soon as you finish, just bring it straight back up. Thank you so much.
Hi there, come through. Hiya. My name's Katie Perez, I'm one of the doctors. We're just going to go through this one, okay?
22-year-old security trainee Kirvin recently indulged in unprotected sex, but not with his girlfriend.
Well, a one-night stand, I suppose should have strapped up in it, but I don't like strapping up.
You check your own testicles, yeah. You just sort of fill them every month or so.
The liaison left him with more than just a smile on his face. For the last 3 days, pus has been seeping from the tip of his penis.
There's nothing going on with it.
I can see that. Well, what we need to do then is just to get a swab if that's all right. It's a bit uncomfortable.
It's a bit uncomfortable.
It's over. All right, you're happy for me to do it?
Go on.
Yeah. So over very quickly, just take a deep breath. Are you ready? Try not to jump off the bed. That's it. Well done. Right there. Well done. Okay.
Curb him away to the clinic to find out the results of his swab. If it's bad news, he'll have to tell his girlfriend and the one-night stand that he's got an STI.
You're not worried about these things?
Of course I get worried about them things, but when you're drunk, you know, you're not really thinking about that, are you, really?
Courtney and Danielle are both teenagers from Rochdale. 17-year-old Courtney is here for a checkup. She sees one-night stands as a no-strings alternative to a boyfriend.
If you don't want a free and serious relationship, and you just want to have maybe one-night stands, and that's your choice. But if you want to be in a relationship and rather be with them and just them, then that's fine as well.
I'd rather be safe than sorry, to be honest.
Do you ever try and tell Courtney and give her a bit of a telling up?
Yeah, I always tell her she's coming in, but she don't want to use them. She's not going to use them, is she?
Courtney, please.
Courtney's appointment is with clinic support worker Lauren. At just 21, she's the youngest member of the team.
Okay, when was your last sexual intercourse?
About 4 days ago.
Okay. Is it regular, casual?
Just casual.
Male partner?
Yeah.
Okay, was it protected or unprotected?
Unprotected.
Have you ever had sex with anyone that's ever injected drugs?
Would you have steroids or drugs?
Yeah, such as still injecting. Do you know if you shared needles or anything like that? Is or his own needles?
No, yes.
Courtney will provide a self-taken vaginal swab and have her blood taken. These will be tested for chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV and syphilis. Even without symptoms, it's possible she could have any of these STIs.
Are you in an incubation period on chlamydia and gonorrhea, okay? So basically, it can take up to 2 weeks to be detected.
Right.
So because you only had sex 4 days, was it 4 days ago? Four days ago, you might want to get rescreened if you're worried, okay? And also, do you never use protection?
No, I'm not regular,
no. Is there any reason why, or just heat at the moment?
Yeah.
Think, okay. Well, obviously, your contraceptive covers you for obviously not getting pregnant, but you're not with STI, so we do advise that you do use condoms, okay?
Yeah.
Do you want any today?
Yes.
Okay, I've just pressed down there for a minute. Okay, that's everything. Do you have any questions? Not like it. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Thanks very much.
See you later. Bye. Bye.
Were you being
a
little nervous about getting the results?
Yeah, a bit. Not
that,
not so much like the chlamydia one, but the HIV one. Yeah, definitely.
Do you think you are at risk of that? Did you know the chance of you having it? Or?
There's a chance of anyone, but I don't think of anyone that's not from this country or that are our risk of it. And I would think that if they did have it, then they would tell me, because it's a big deal. It's not just like coming here where you can just go and get rid of it. It's something that you've got to get rid of.
If you come across a section and you find that they disagree with you and they say, yeah, I will next time, I will, and then we'll come in 3 months' time and it's just the exact same situation as last time. So I suppose they make the wrong choices. All we can do is try and guide them.
Courtney might have been unwise to trust the word of the men she's been sleeping with, and she could find out the hard way if she tests positive for a sexually transmitted infection. For shy and retiring types, the clinic can be intimidating. The staff probe into the patient's most private areas.
Have a seat, Chantal. Okay, have you ever had sex with anyone that's bisexual?
No. With any oral sex with your partners?
Yeah.
And have you ever paid for sex?
I paid for it, no.
Have you ever had sex with a man?
No.
No. Okay.
And you don't use sex toys to have penetration at all? Fine.
When you have sex with your partners, do you give them oral sex?
Yeah.
You do. Okay.
We do ask quite intrusive questions, but if you make them feel comfortable and at ease, then it's not a problem for them.
And do you receive any anal sex?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Have you ever had sex with anyone that wasn't born in the UK?
Italy. Greece. Sweden.
Do you have oral sex?
Yeah.
Is that both ways? You to her and her to you?
Just me.
You to her? You're giving her oral sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kirby may not receive oral sex, but it turns out he has been in receipt of an STI before.
So apart from the chlamydia, have you had any other sort of sexually transmitted infections?
Nope. No, actually, no. Genital water, something like that, I think.
Yeah, we've got that down here, actually. Yeah.
When you're drunk and you cheat on your girlfriend, I call that a mistake. Like, you're not in your right mind, so if you go and cheat on your girlfriend when you're drunk, no excuse, but it's not as bad as when you're sober, obviously. So, it can be excused sometimes.
Carvin could soon be weeping as much as his penis. He has all the symptoms of gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea looks like on a slide. It looks like little kidney beans, kidney shapes. And they're kind of in pairs and kind of dotted round. So I don't know whether you can see this, but that's what I'm kind of looking for on the microscope. That's what you call pus cells. Usually if you see, look under a slide and you see more than 10 pus cells, you're then looking for gonorrhea.
Last year, the number of people diagnosed with gonorrhea rose by a quarter to over 20,000. It's an adaptable STI that thrives anywhere from the penis, the vagina, the anus, and even the throat.
And when you see gonorrhea under a slide, although they look like little kidney shapes, they have to be inside the cell for you to call it gonorrhea. And then when you do call it gonorrhea, you've got to get it right. Obviously, it's this person's relationship that you know, it's like their relationship in your hands. Sorry, I'm taking extra long on this.
With its distinctive discharge, it's the STI of choice for many clinic staff.
I love dripping rain. Because then I know it's easy to diagnose. When they come in and say, I've got a spotty thing, or bloody hell, it could be anything. When they come in with drip rain, you know exactly what to do with them.
I wasn't aware of most of the stuff until I started working, and I was just like, oh my God, do you know, how will you be able to catch infections? And I was there, how common HIV was and stuff like that. It is really scary, you know, and you're just trying to advise like your friends and stuff, and you know, because I see friends and that don't even know, you know, what it's like and how serious things can be. I'm going celibate.
Celibacy is the last thing on the mind of most young Mancunians. And their sexploits have led to patient numbers at the clinic exploding.
It was May 2008 that we actually moved to this new clinic. We used to be in this really little tiny place in the hospital. So this is where we store all the records, and they thought this would be enough to store all the notes. And I think it was within a couple of years, by 2010 early, we ran out of space.
On a daily basis, we print out all the results from the previous day, and then we have to go through them, see which one's positive and who's negative.
If you look at here, this is meant to be a photocopier room, but when we ran out of space, we had to start using this again to store more notes.
Biggest file, which are all the negatives. So we're doing not so bad. These are positives for things such as chlamydia, so they have chlamydia detected, or gonorrhea, or herpes. There's a lot of herpes at the moment.
Now this is our admin manager's office, and things are so desperate that we are having to store notes here now. These.
After a tense wait, Kirby is about to learn the medical term for drippy willy. His results are ready.
Right then. Okay, so we've had a look at the slides in the lab next door, and we have found some infection there. We found gonorrhea.
Wow.
Yeah. You've heard of that before?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
That'll be the first time.
Okay, so gonorrhea is a common bacterial sexually transmitted infection.
No.
So it's not something that we see infrequently. We need to give you an injection, if that's okay.
Where?
Where usually we give it.
In my ass!
Okay.
What's up?
It's very quick, and when it's over, that means you've had all the treatment that you need.
In the ass. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, where are you going?
Yeah.
Right again. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bloody hell. First time. First bloody time. First one night stand. First gonorrhea. Never again. No way. No how. Me, drunk, and sex. Ain't all right no more. Disappointed. Can't believe it. Got it. We'll have to get a needle in my ass.
At the moment, gonorrhea is building up resistance to antibiotics. So since I've been here nearly 4 years now, since I've been here, the treatment has changed. We give them like a double whammy of treatment, basically.
I just feel like a prison bit now.
Kirvin's terrified of needles.
I feel like I have some cold sweat.
Keep still. Keep turning that way.
Gosh, wait, hold on.
You need to keep so prepped because I've got a needle in my hand.
Yeah, I really have that. Let me just... Boy.
Keep still. Just for that.
Kirvin must keep it in his trousers for the next week. If he doesn't, he risks spreading the infection to his girlfriend or any other future mistakes.
Pop a plaster on it, okay? You alright?
Is that a joke with a plaster?
No.
What do you mean? Yeah, put a plaster on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it's left untreated, gonorrhea has got long-term side effects. It can cause testicular pain and swelling. It can cause ectopic pregnancies in women, pelvic inflammatory disease in women. You know, and you can be hospitalised with pelvic inflammatory disease if it's that bad. And it can cause problems with fertility in the future in men and women. You know, it's got far-reaching long-term side effects if it's left untreated or if you keep getting it, you know, on a regular basis. We've always seen a lot, but, you know, we are seeing more and more gonorrhea now.
Kirvin should now be on the road to recovery, but he needs to let his one-night stand know about his STI as soon as possible.
Hello? Hi, it's Kirvin. You remember me? It's Kirvin, do you remember me? Alright, well, I'm just letting you know I'm in the clinic, and I've got gonorrhea. So I have to let you know it. I'm in the clinic right now, and I just find out that I've got STI in it. So I don't know. I'm just letting you know. I'm supposed to let you know it. All right. Well, if I have given you something, then I'm sorry. Well, I didn't know I had anything, but just go on. Check
that
out
to make sure
you
call.
Alright, later. I'm so guilty.
Yeah, that wasn't that phone. That number, so the phone she'd been texting me up or, like, chatting me up on, thinking, Pop, is a dad phone. Imagine if I text her, like, I got her here. Imagine. Oh, no.
Kirvin's gonorrhea should be on the way out. The question is whether or not his girlfriend will follow suit once he spills the beans to her.
Ask Alison about when she first started.
They know about passing the willy. They know about that.
What happened?
What happened? I've not been here that long. So I was just training and I did a urethral swab, like you did. And I finished it, I put it on the bar, and I still had hold of his willy. I thought she said penis. So I had hold of it. I didn't know what to do then. Because what's polite? You can't just sort of fling it to one side and leave, can you? So I just went like that. There you go. And walked off. I was just trying to be polite. Right.
STIs are spread by unprotected sex, and the more people drink alcohol, the less likely they are to bother with condoms.
Do you want to finish that vodka? I get caught in a couple of
those.
With her test results still up to a fortnight away, Courtney is relaxed and ready to party.
Where's the most adventurous place you had sex?
On the bus.
On the bus?
No, in the cinema bachelor.
You've had sex on the bus?
I'm just quick on.
I'm on the bus.
You've actually had sex on a bus?
Yeah. How did you manage to have sex with people?
Hold on, like, we're just trying to do
it. This is really what it's like.
You had sex on a bus?
Yeah.
In the cinemas.
And in the cinemas.
Oh, dear.
Film us, Laura.
Wasn't that people in the cinemas?
Oh, what? I met you, how many people have you slept with? Like 25?
Yeah.
No, it's 34? 33. That's a lot of people, that. When did you lose your virginity?
How old?
Year 7, year 8.
How old are you then?
Shit. Year 7 and 8?
How old are you then?
12, 13.
Your chemistry.
You're something else every day. That's quite young, that, to lose your virginity, though, mate. How many clients to sleep with by the time you're 18?
You're going to get into the 50s?
No.
40 maybe.
How many months is that? And what month are you in?
3 months,
you want to sleep with 7 more people? Wow.
It's an unhappy fact that the greater the number of sexual partners you have, the greater your risk of contracting an STI. Kirvin has been living with his gonorrhea diagnosis for several days now. He's met up with his best friend, Joe, a self-proclaimed player who has never yet been diagnosed with an STI.
Days were just coming up to me. It was so, I was just smashing it, mate. It was a case of all lies on me. What happened at the clinic over there then?
Yo. Pressure. You laughed me there, but it's funny what you tell.
Yeah.
That freaking, that little thing they put in the pee hole.
Is it like a little parasol or an umbrella kind?
Yeah, it looks like a Q-tip, man. You know what a Q-tip is? I think it's
Yeah. You mean a cotton bud?
Yeah, a cotton bud.
Oh,
yeah.
Down your belly.
It wasn't that big, but.
See?
Shit, yeah. It stung, man. It was like someone was like pinching or being stung in my dickhead or something, man.
It's a good friend, I should say. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. You don't know what's going around. You've had clap. Look, I'm idiot.
Clap.
Now you've got gonorrhea. It's going up in increments, mate. Next you're going to have syphilis with holes in your cock. Yeah, or something.
You're going in, man. You're going in. Tell me
I hope this is a lesson. Does it hurt?
Wow.
But no.
Does it hurt? Yeah, like.
You dealt with
now. So are you clear?
Well, I've got to go back to my show.
Whew, this has been some long. I know they have that accent. They're very, very heavy in their voice. But I was hoping you guys were able to understand what they were saying, because these were the actual medical clients that they were talking to. And so these were all young people. And you could hear them talking about their sexual experiences, you know, having multiple sexual partners, having sex multiple times, you know, a day. That one young lady went from 25 partners to 34, and she's a very young woman, and she's having unprotected sex. And then the young man who had a one night stand that caught gonorrhea, and we had to tell his girlfriend, who felt bad, the one night stand. I mean, it's just a lot, and you know, this is real. So I just hope that all that tuned in, glory to God, just talk to the young people, not just yours, but somebody else's as well. Talk to somebody else's teen who may not know how to talk with their mom or may not be comfortable talking with their dad, but they will talk to you. Be open with them. Be guided by the Holy Spirit of how much to share, but be open with them biblically, but, you know, informative as well, you know. Be real with these young people, amen, because we want them not to leave this world because of STI or STD or any kind of disease, especially sexual, and not to just, you know, pervert sexual activity, because it's meant to be something beautiful with the person that you said I do to, you know, and it can be something beautiful with the person you said I do to for the rest of your life. You know, I tell people all the time, it gets better with marriage, so you don't want to just be in a position that when you finally meet that first person, you don't even enjoy sex anymore. Amen. And so, young people, I just encourage you, just just, you know, celibacy is very attractive. And, you know, and it's ideal that you stay virgin until marriage. But if you're not, you can enter into a second virginity. Or, you know, if at the least, I am not telling anybody to go out there and have sex. I'm not promoting that. But if you're out there doing it, then wrap it up. Wrap it up. Don't leave this world because some STD you didn't know about and couldn't get rid of, or you was too embarrassed to go to the doctor or to your parents or to your pastor about. Glory to God. Listen, I love you. I pray that this was helpful to many of the youth, young adults, and parents. So have a blessed night. You know who it is. It's your big sis, Prophetess Sandra Coleman, the Kingdom Big Sis, TKD. I love you. But don't forget, God in heaven, I don't care what you have done, He loves you so much more. Have a great night.
Oh, I could come back, never would.